Good morning, my friends. Good morning and welcome. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Very excited that you're here with us tonight. It is Saturday. That would be April 28th, 2007, 1 a.m. here in the Central Time Zone. We've crossed the midpoint threshold of the program, and the first 2 hours we've done nothing but calls. You're more than welcome to be a part of the show. Simply pick up the phone and dial 800-313-9443. And, of course, welcome to all of you joining us on shortwave at frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you listening online at republicbroadcasting.org. And, of course, our website, franklyspeakingradio.com. Let's get back to the calls. Mark in Wisconsin, welcome to the show.
Hello, great show.
Hey, thank you. Thanks for being a part of it.
No problem. I keep hearing about this Colonel Joe. I think I'm going to have to do a little research on him.
Yeah, I would say so. It's hopefully it won't be necessary, but it's information that can save your life. I mean, 3 patents on the cure for cancer, a diet that basically knocks out all viruses, all bacteria. It's pretty powerful stuff. I give you his website. I'll give you his phone number if you want. Doesn't matter.
All right. Yeah, go ahead. I was going to mention, you keep mentioning carrot juice, and I had an experience with carrot juice. I wanted to share it with you. You and your guests, and Colonel Joe probably knows about it too. I'm not sure, but I thought it was my little secret. I used to have a really big problem with soda and coffee, and I couldn't quit, and I would get migraine headaches. Well, all you have to do is take 8 to 10 ounces of organic carrot juice in the morning, and you won't get a migraine the whole day. Plus, it really cuts down on the craving for the soda too.
Wow!
You won't get a migraine, I guarantee it.
Hey, that's fantastic.
Yeah, it's the strangest thing I've heard, but it works.
Well, it's news to me, so I appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem. And the other thing I wanted to ask you is, have you heard anything? Is anyone saying what the real impact on the crops are going to be there with the bee population being killed out as it is?
Well, I'm not sure that anybody really knows is the big thing. Right now they're trying to examine a great many different factors. A lot of people suspect it's pesticide, which I don't buy into. Some people think that it's, and there's an actual term for it, where the bees will basically leave, just not return to their hives because they're like, oh, I'm free. I can, you know, go on to bigger and better things. And then, you know, they get out there, and presumably the bee die-off started in the United States last year, somewhere in the late season. So, like, you know, October, November. And what they were saying is that the bees just probably left, never came back to the hive and ended up dying because of the cold. Well, I don't recall it being all that cold in that particular time of the year, but maybe it's just me. So I don't buy into that rationale either. The other thing some people have suggested, like a fungus or mites in their, I don't know, the skin, I guess you could call it. But anyway, I'm certainly no bee expert, obviously. But I think one of the things that is probably most likely is electromagnetic frequencies. And again, when you look at the harmful effects that has on people, you can toss in a number of things. They are actually doing some great work over in the UK. And there's a disease over there. It's actually called electromagnetic sensitivity, I believe it's called. And they have huge advocacy groups and organizations who are out there trying to, you know, raise awareness of this. And the people who suffer from this the most, they basically they have to have special wallpaper in their houses, special kind of paint, special kind of window panes with special coverings over them, all to shield, you know, their house from electromagnetic frequencies. And it could be anything like cell phones or whatnot, anything. But when you think about the preponderance of wireless communication, you've got cell phones, you've got walkie-talkies, you've got internet access, you've got all sorts of different things out there. It is an electromagnetic soup that we're in. And things, you know, the more the cell towers they put up and things like that, the worse it gets. So I'm leaning more towards that as far as the bees go. But let me ask you to hang on for a second, my friend. Folks, a quick break. We're back in 3 minutes with more of your phone calls and more Frankly Speaking Radio.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Matson, a naturopath doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and matter recovers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula, and the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free download, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, my friend, listening to the fastest 4 hours in talk radio. We call it Frankly Speaking Radio. You're more than welcome to weigh in with your thoughts, ask your questions, make your comments, bring up subjects that maybe you feel haven't gotten due attention. 800-313-9443. Let's get back to Mark in Wisconsin. Go ahead, my friend.
Do you have Colonel Joe's website?
Yes, I do. It's very easy. coljoe.com. And I'll give you his phone number if you're ready.
Oh, sure. 479-451-8517. Now, that diet of his, it sounds like it might be a good diet to be on just, you know, for a prophylactic effect.
I concur wholeheartedly. I drink at least a can a week, whether I need to or not. But there's a number of different things involved. He's written a book that really explains all of the different things that go into it. And I advise everybody to have this book, quite simply because, it's vital. It's vital to them and to their health. And it explains a lot about what cancer is caused by, honestly. And of course, it addresses a cure. And it's patented. And, you know, at some point, I think we're all going to look back and we're going to start hearing about the great Colonel Joe long after he's gone, and people are going to be, saying, "Oh, yeah, Colonel Joe, great man, great man, great man." And it's like, well, you know what? He's still around right now, so interact with the guy, call him up. Yeah.
No one really gets credit until they're gone.
That's
huh?
right. That's right. That's absolutely right. I mean, this is huge. This is huge because everything that he's got is absolutely validated and backed up by the scientific establishment, who do not want to acknowledge that these things are out there. And, it's there. So, it's an important book. It's a vital book, and it works not just on people but on pets as well. So, you know, it's important that people understand these things, that there are solutions to everything out there. I mean, you know, a lot of what we do on this show in particular is try to focus on solutions. But, you know, people are more happy commiserating about the problems than they are in looking for solutions. So we try to find people who have something to offer. Just to put it back to the bee subject, I've got a guy working on a solution to the bee issue, and so far everything looks amazingly good as far as what he's doing. He's just trying to find people who have beehives, you know, so he can continue his experiments with this and see how well it works. But
I know a couple guys.
Well, then we should probably get in touch with you. Send me an email or something, and I'll put you in touch with the guy that I'm referring to. He's looking at more tests, obviously, but so far everything, like, it's working out really, really well. And the bee problem is not just here in the United States either. It's all over the place. I think I just read about Taiwan today. So, but you know, all these places have that sort of electromagnetic soup in common. And I've heard people say that you can do experiments on that. You can bring a cell phone that's turned on near a beehive, and these will flee. So maybe there's something to that. I don't know.
I didn't know that. That's
I don't have a beehive, and I'll be honest with you, brother. I don't know the difference between a killer bee, a honey bee, a bumblebee, or a yellow jacket. So, you know, if you're nuts to me, I'm cool with you.
I don't know much about them either, but I do know that they're pollinators for some of these crops out here.
Uh-huh.
So
yeah, absolutely.
I just wondered if there's a possible food shortage on the way, or worse, the government pretending that there's a food shortage, like in Bolshevik in the Ukraine during the Bolshevik Revolution time and that kind of thing.
You know, anything is possible these days. Nothing surprises me, and you know, I'm concerned about it as well. I think that they'll probably just chalk it up to global warming and use that to sound the alarm even more. You know, it's just they're all campaign issues at this point, and that's why we have to, you know, pick them apart. I think
it's almost as if everything that you see on TV that they're pushing, you know, is I know. You know what I mean? It's like it's like reading Pravda every time I turn my TV on.
Hey, Pravda's had some good stuff in there, man. You know, some. No, I agree with you, though. And I approach everything that's media-oriented as saying I assume that it's a lie. And I go into it with a hell amount of skepticism. And, you know, that's why when we do the news, you know, I pick it apart line by line, because I think there's a lot of things in there that are glaringly obvious, either omissions or contradictions or, you know, blatantly sort of trying to get you to lean in a certain direction. And
well, isn't that what's great about the Internet now? They don't get away with that anymore. People pick their stuff apart.
The problem, though, that I see with it is, and this is not necessarily a problem per se, If you take limitless options and you make them available to people, that's a great thing. There's two problems inherently that come up with that. Number one, first of all, the infiltration and the control starts to fall apart. For example, when you look at the ownership of the media, for example, I mean, a lot of these people who appear to be in competition are not in competition at all. Like Pepsi and Coke, I think, are both owned by the same company. So, you know, you can sit there and duke it out in the advertising wars, but, you know, the money's all going to the same place. So there's the control factor. And there's also, of course, the whole Hegelian philosophy of creating opposition when there technically is none. And obviously that falls very, very well into the process.
Right.
The other thing that I see a problem with is that because there is so much available, that people have lifted the burden off of their shoulders and simply said, the burden is now on my finger that presses the buttons on the remote. For example, I found it to be a real travesty when they were saying during the last election cycle that, or I should say probably 2004 election cycle, that most people were getting their political news from The Daily Show. Look, I love The Daily Show. I think it's funny and it's entertaining.
The Daily Show?
Yeah, but it's really, really pathetic when you take a 30-minute program, which when you take out commercials, introductions, and little banter and whatnot, probably amounts to about 15 minutes of information. They're doing the same thing on The Daily Show for the sake of brevity that they're doing in the mainstream media. They're giving each show, each story, about 15 seconds worth of screen time, and then usually wrapping it up with a punchline, be it a true punchline or a fabricated one to make it funny. Hence, people are not understanding the legitimacy and the seriousness of a lot of these issues because they're not giving their due attention, which is why, you know, on this program, and I can only speak for myself, but I've spent, I think the record is probably about 3 straight hours on one news story. So, you know, sometimes things deserve a little more attention than they get. And obviously people say, I don't need to watch CNN. I can just watch The Daily Show. I think we have to, at a point, subject ourselves to being responsible citizens and saying, you know, if Bush said this, or if Bush is pushing this policy, I need to find out if it's true. I need to go to the American media, the British media, the Russian media, the whatever media. I need to find every single possible story I can on this. I need to read all. I need to find out which ones are saying what, who is saying this is sourced anonymously, who's actually giving names. Find out if it's true. So often in the truth slash patriot movement, you know, and this happens all the time. Somebody will call me up and go, "Did you hear? Did you hear?" And I'll say, "No, what? They just shot a bunch of Israeli agents who were planting bombs in the New York subway system." I'll say, "No, they didn't." "Oh, yes, they did. I just read it." "Where'd you read it? Tell me where they read it. Where'd it come from, though?" "Well, it's not sourced." "Well, there you go." Look, I don't talk about anything that doesn't have something that you can't follow up on. And that's the reason why, because if I played for the other side, and I'll be honest with you, Mark, I think there are people specifically who do hold this information thing. I would just sit out there and float crap stories out all the time, and then I'd listen and find out how people are, "This is the greatest. This is an exposure thing. This is the greatest thing." Because all they're doing is the same thing people do. Republicans watch Fox and Democrats watch CNN. They're believing things because they're more palatable to their belief structure instead of challenging themselves, and that's a real travesty.
Hey, have you seen The Money Masters?
Is it a movie?
It's a video on Google. It's the most comprehensive and important documentary of the history of the Federal Reserve ever made. You should see it.
Okay.
I used to think I knew a little something about politics. I realized that I really didn't have a grasp of any until I understood the Federal Reserve system.
That's true enough.
That's very, very important. You should
okay.
see it.
Money Masters. I will write that down.
Yes, sir. And thank you. Great show.
Hey, thanks a lot for being a part of it, Mark. I appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Money Masters. All right. Lock that up. All right, folks. Again, our phone number, 800-313-9443. Let's go to Steve in Oklahoma. Steve, welcome to the show.
Yes, Frank.
Yes.
I love your show. I enjoy it.
Well, thank you.
I think it's frequently been superior in content to the George Norrie program.
Well, thank you.
Which is also a great program, you know.
Yeah, it has its moments. It has its moments. It occasionally bores me to death. And look, I'll be honest with you, and I'll say this to anybody. Art Bell is the guy that inspired me to do talk radio as opposed to the corporate radio.
Oh, he's extremely intelligent, personable, friendly.
I disagree with him on
most
a lot of things. I think he's controlled. I think he's been influenced. But I find Norrie to be extremely boring. That's just my take on it, man. I mean,
he's opinionated, but aren't most of us?
Oh, no. I don't mind his opinions. I think that, you know, I'll give you a perfect example. You know, and this is just me. I misspeak on a regular basis. When I talk for 4 hours straight every day, it's going to happen. And a lot of times, I'm certain I mispronounce names because that's just one of the things. I mean, when you're talking, we're always at war with some country who has unpronounceable names. But meaning the citizens and whatnot. But he has a commercial on there where he's talking about gold, and he talks about an economist. And I'm like, George, you know, first of all, you record it. Presumably, it would be very easy to re-record it. But economist has one – economist is the word, not economist. There's only one N in it. And every time I hear it, it just
does that to me when I hear the word nuclear. Excuse me.
Oh,
I know. Look at the word.
That's what I'm saying. We're on the same page with that. And you know what? I think that's just sort of an inside joke. I think people say, "Hey, let's have the president mispronounce this," because you may have noticed that the people who are intelligent, even if you disagree with them, I consider Rush Limbaugh to be pretty sharp. He
very
says
funny.
Nuclear. Yeah, you know, a lot of these people have adopted that. I'm sure Fox News says nuclear now as well, because they're like, "Well, this is the way it's got to be." It's almost a sociological thing. Hang on a second, Steve. Folks, back in three.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts, facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.publicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help you the freedom from the cysts of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish wood cook stoves that will give you an independence. You need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like grandma's old stoves. They have large, tight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether not you're off the grid, we have product for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 6222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free 866-222-3017 or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, my friends. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whelan. Welcome. And it is open lines if you choose to exercise that right. Simply dial 800-313-9443. Let's get back to Steve in Oklahoma. Go ahead, sir.
Frank, I wanted to bring up another actually, the main thing I called about, mm-hmm. and I waited to be perfectly honest with you and frank with you. I was a little bored during that lengthy, broad discussion. Fascinating. I think you're correct in the fact that basically nutritional factors,
environmental factors,
yes, environmental
sure.
factors are all
factors.
Involved. It's
yeah.
a pretty complex topic. I don't think one simple thing like that is the complete answer.
No,
to that.
And men are getting breast cancer actually as well, and I think that has to do with the hormonal imbalance with
absolutely
with the
hormone mimickers, maybe from the plastics and the plasticizers, mm-hmm. the hydrogenated fats
yeah.
and things like that, and. Selenium content in our diets in some cases is insufficient, and there's a whole bunch of nutritional factors that have a direct bearing on cancer.
Well said, sir. Well said.
But the main thing I called about, I wanted to posit this question. I'd love to posit it to astrophysicist and mathematician James McCanning or someone of his caliber.
Yeah, Jim.
Yeah, and I'm not a caliber of James McCanney in the field of astrophysics. He's got a physics, got a master's in physics, and I don't know what degree in mathematics. But I'm a little bit scientifically minded, and I came across this is not an disinformation ploy or anything like that. Okay.
Okay.
But in reference books all over the world, in college libraries or Library of Congress, whatever library you want to check, if it's a good library, you'll find in technical books. That the speed of light, you know, has been measured times accurately in a vacuum to be, and this really kind of, this is what gets my attention, okay? There's two factors I'm going to tell you that are correlated. I want to see if you think, and if your listeners feel like this is an indication of some kind of intelligent design, okay?
Yeah.
To me, it's rather anomalous that these two factors happen to correlate precisely, right? So happens that the speed of light is equal to 300 million meters per second. Not 300 million in a fraction above or below that, but in a vacuum, 300 million meters per second, period.
Okay.
That's also 186,000 miles per second. because there's 1,610 meters per mile.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, in a lecture by Dr. Gene Scott, and I've heard just about all of his, he went, you know, he's quite a scholar, historical and Bible, et cetera, you know. He went into the detailed history, and I don't remember all the details of, I think back in the 1800s thing, the French, like, measured the exact distance from the North Earth to the equator of the Earth, and they took one ten millionth of that distance, and they called that the meter. They established the unit called the meter.
Mm-hmm.
It just happens to be exactly one ten millionth distance from the pole of the Earth to the equator of the Earth. And the speed of light just happens to be exactly, you know, that exact, just not a fraction over or under, one exact ten millionth of distance from the pole to the equator of the Earth.
Wow.
And the speed of light just happens to be exactly 300 million meters per second, which is also 186,000 miles per second, which is what you hear more frequently. And the speed of radio waves, of course, is the same as the speed of light, another electromagnetic radiation, you know, X-rays, etc.
Yeah.
So I would like to know why the anomalous correlation is that indication of some kind of intelligent design. I'd like to, I kind of got to go, and I'm very interested to hear the response of some of your more scientifically minded listeners.
Hmm.
And thanks, Frank, and I love the show.
Thank you so much, Steve. I really appreciate the kind words, unduly kind, of course, but I appreciate the you know, you being a part of the show and listening to the show, and that's a great thing for me and for everybody, I'm sure. I love the interaction, folks. As far as what Steve had to say, you know, I think there are so many different factors out there that indicate that you know, this whole thing, meaning everything, is organized and designed by somebody thing more intelligent than us. Intelligent design meaning, you know, belief in God or whatnot, and I certainly do. I think I've established that on the show. There are too many of those strange coincidences, and I don't believe in coincidence. So when you've got hundreds or thousands or millions of things that correlate that have some sort of, wow, this is an odd coincidence, too much for me. I think it would be obtuse to simply say, yes, everything just kind of organized itself and it just came out in this fashion. I mean, honestly, you know, we're the phrase primordial soup, when creatures crawled out of the primordial soup and then they evolved into man and every other species, huh? Like the people say, we evolved from apes. Then why are there still apes? Well, someday they'll evolve into humans too. Okay. Well, you know, if you want to believe that sort of thing, I think it's silly. If that's the case, then wouldn't there be primordial soup everywhere? Right? And if that's the case, then how do you gauge what evolves into humans and what evolves into birds and what evolves into this and what evolves into that? Oh, that's wonderful, Thomas. Thank you for sharing that. I'm glad you didn't say that on the air. No, it's just one of those things. I think one of the theories is the tornado in the junkyard theory that, you know, tornado swoops through a junkyard and takes all the pieces available and assembles a car that works. I mean, that's about the likelihood of this whole giant thing, everything we know, this whole universe being all one giant coincidence. I think it's about the same likelihood. Folks, stay with us. Back in three, more of your phone calls if you're interested. 800-339-443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body, want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's all thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time, liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on problems of circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 22.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator. For a lot less than you'd expect, this portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institution. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our fine experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction session that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No waste to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, my friends. You are listening to Frankie Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whelan, and I'm thrilled you're with us. Keep in mind our phone number, 800-313-9443, and let's dive into some news. We got this one here from the Drudge Report. Came out on Thursday. Here's what it says. Ex-CIA Director George Tenet says the way the Bush administration has used his now famous slam dunk comment, which he admits saying in reference to making the public case for weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, is both disingenuous and dishonorable. It also ruined his reputation and his career, he tells Scott Pelley in the first network television interview. The interview will be broadcast on 60 Minutes coming up this weekend on Sunday. Now let's see, 7 p.m. Eastern time, if you're interested in that. And that's going to happen on CBS. The phrase slam dunk did not refer to whether Saddam Hussein actually had weapons of mass destruction, says Tenet. The CIA thought he did. He says he was talking about what information could be used to make the case when he uttered those words. Quote, we can never put a better case together for a public case. That's what I meant, end quote. So he's saying that the CIA thinking that Saddam had weapons of mass destruction, saying it was a slam dunk, meaning that it was the best public case they could put together. What does that say? Is that an excuse? He said, oh, when I said slam dunk, I meant that we can put together a better case for a public case. That's what I meant. Oh, we can put a better case together for a public case. How does that mean slam dunk? See, this guy's just a whiner, honestly. Is he a scapegoat? Yeah, probably. Kind of like Mike Brown with the whole Katrina. This is why a lot of people, like, yell for resignations and step down. I demand you resign. Why? Is it going to fix things? If Mike Brown steps down from FEMA, does that take away flood damage? Does that restore lost lives, lost property, lost families, lost everything? No. Does that mean he shouldn't? No. No, absolutely. I mean, you know, people can't do their jobs. They need to go, without a doubt. But we're supposed to feel sorry for George Tenet? Not likely. Months later, When OWMDs were found in Iraq, someone leaked the story to Washington Post editor Bob Woodward, who then wrote about a December 21, 2002 White House meeting in which the CIA director reportedly, quote, rose up, threw his arms in the air, and said, "It's a slam dunk case," end quote. Tenet said it was a passing comment made well after a major decision had already been made to mobilize the nation for war. So he's saying, hey, look, the decision to go was already made. Well, yeah, no kidding. We know that, so no big surprise. Therefore, what? No outrage. Who cares? It says the leak effectively made him a scapegoat for the invasion and ended his career. Well, obviously he wasn't doing such a good job, was he? CIA director. Saying it was a slam dunk. And he's saying, no, it was that was not a public comment. Okay, well, so what? Were you wrong? Yes, you were. Were you scapegoated? Yes, you were. Why scapegoated? Because you allowed yourself to be manipulated. Not with the slam dunk comment. You can go ahead and cry about that all you want. But the point is that the whole thing was manipulated, and presumably as the head of the CIA, you would think that he was involved in at least knowing that the information was being misheard and misrepresented to the public. Certainly he knew that the case had been made and that our nation was mobilized for war with that nation, meaning Iraq, and he did nothing to stop that. So he's still culpable. Are you scapegoated? Yeah. Do you deserve to be? Yeah. Are you the only one? No. But we'll take what we can get. Tenet says he doesn't know who leaked it, but that there were only a handful of people in the room saying, quote, "It's the most despicable thing that ever happened to me," end quote. Poor George Tenet. How many soldiers have died in Iraq? U.S. soldiers? And the most despicable thing to ever happen to George Tenet is somebody quoted something he said. That's the most despicable thing that's ever happened to this guy. What a charmed existence you must lead, George. Tenet says, to have the president base his entire decision to go to war on such a remark is unbelievable. Saying, quote, "So a whole decision to go to war, when all these other things happen and run up to war, your mobilization decisions, you've looked at war plans. I'll never believe that what happened that day informed the president's view or belief of the legitimacy or the timing of this war, never," end quote. I don't think anybody's making that case, do you? If George Tenet says it's a slam dunk case, do we honestly think that's the reason why Bush said, yeah, well, yeah, absolutely. If you say it, George, sure. No. What the press behind it, and again, Bush or anybody else would say, hey, look, this is the information we were given. You know, we were told through intelligence that ended up being flawed that they had weapons of mass destruction. That's why we went to war. Well, you can make the case that a number of people disagreed with that. You can make the case that a number of people said that's not true. You can make the case that a number of people, and this is not even just in this country, but these are, you know, UN weapons inspectors, other nations, the United Nations Security Council, and so on and so forth, all of them disagree with George Bush. And you're trying to tell me that George Tenet saying, look, everybody's blaming me. Well, yeah, you're partly at fault. You're not the only reason, because we all know better. And certainly we do, right? The Project for New American Century and its various incarnations and the whole agenda of these oil-producing nations being targets, sure. No big surprise there. Tenet says what bothers him most is that the senior administration officials like Vice President Dick Cheney and Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice continue using slam dunk as a talking point. Yeah, I understand too, but that's what bothers him most about the most despicable thing that's ever happened to him. Condoleezza Rice keeps quoting me. Dick keeps quoting me. Wah. Suck it up, George. Get a real job. Anyway, says Tenet, quote, the hardest part of all this is just listening to this for almost 3 years, listening to the vice president go meet the press on the fifth anniversary of 9/11 and say, well, George Tenet said slam dunk, as if he needed me to say slam dunk to go to war with Iraq, end quote. He tells Pelley. Tenet goes on, quote, and you listen to that and they never let it go. I mean, I became campaign talk. I was a talking point. Look at the idiot who told us and we decided war. Well, let's not be so disingenuous. Let's everybody just get up and tell the American people what really happened, end quote. Well, George Tenet, if you're writing a book and you're going to be on 60 Minutes and you know what really happened, why don't you tell us? He's saying, how can they use me as the sole basis for war? Well, he says right then and there in his statement that when he made the comment, the nation had already mobilized for war. Well, prove it to us, George Tenet. Come out and tell the truth. Come out there and make the case. Come out there and admit that you were culpable, that you were at fault, not for saying the word slam dunk, but for knowing that it wasn't a slam dunk and allowing it to happen anyway. Spineless jellyfish administrative yes men. That's what we have. And I'm not saying that they're spineless, they're afraid. Maybe they are. I don't know. I do know this, though, that evil cannot prevail when only when good people do nothing. That's, you know, that's very, very true words and not exact quote there, but certainly very true words. So here's George Tenet. What is he upset about? That the American people have been lied to? No. Is he upset that there's been a war for no justification that continues on? No. Is he upset about the thousands of American lives, the tens of thousands of lateral casualties? No. He's upset because his reputation was ruined. Hard to feel sorry for this guy. And if you still do kind of feel sorry for him, listen to this. Came out the same day, the 26th. Times Online in the British media. George Tenet, the former CIA director who masterminded the interrogation of terror suspects after the September 11, 2001 attacks, broke his silence last night and said that, quote, enhanced, end quote, techniques such as simulated drowning were not only justified, but they worked. Hey, George Tenet. And you wonder why you don't have a great reputation. My reputation was ruined. It's the most disgusting thing that's ever happened to me. Yeah, well, nobody simulated drowning with you, did they? Nobody held you down and waterboarded you, did they? Nobody attached electrodes to your genitals, did they, George Tenet? Mr. Tenet was asked by CBS Television about the techniques used against high-value terror suspects. The program used, quote, enhanced, end quote, techniques that included sleep deprivation, exposure to extreme temperatures, and waterboarding, in which suspects were reportedly restrained as a steady stream of water was poured over their faces, causing a severe gag reflex and a terrifying fear of drowning. Yeah. But the most disgusting thing to him is that somebody quoted something he said. Not for public consumption. Poor guy. These practices have been condemned by many international observers who say that they run afoul of the Geneva Conventions governing the treatment of prisoners of war. Mr. Tenet, publicizing his much-anticipated memoir at the center of the storm on the 60 Minutes program, and folks, airing on Sunday, if you're interested in, you know, this guy's sort of pity party, said, quote, here's what I would say to you, to the Congress, to the American people, to the President of the United States. Oh, I'm waiting on the edge of my seat here. He says, I know that this program has saved lives. I know we've disrupted plots. End quote. Really? Like you knew that Iraq had weapons of mass destruction, George Tenet? That it was a slam dunk? Oh, no! Oh, I just said slam dunk. It's like a knife in his back. Hurting his feelings by quoting him. Something he admittedly said. What the heck? You see what I mean? This is the whole thing. Everybody's so sensitive. Ooh. But he's saying that for sure, he knows for a fact, that these enhanced interrogation techniques have saved lives and disrupted plots. Prove it. Well, no, that's a national security issue. Well, you know, when you're talking about the security of the nation and you're asking the American people to tender their civil liberties in the interest of being free, that we should probably know why, don't you think? Well, look at September 11th. There's why. Answer some questions about September 11th, and then maybe I'll see your point. But to my knowledge, and in my humble opinion, and I'm sure a lot of people's out there, the official version of September 11th does not hold up to logical scrutiny. In fact, all the things we've been told were very conveniently put out there. We were not allowed to ask questions because that would make us conspiracy theorists, that would make us anti-American, and so on and so forth. But again, we're supposed to believe this guy. And again, here's the thing. He, you know, admittedly was wrong about September 11th, but we're supposed to believe that he's right about this. Or, excuse me, not September 11th, about the weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. But we're supposed to believe that he's, when he says, trust me, then we're supposed to trust him. He goes on, quote, I know this program alone is worth than the FBI, the Central Intelligence Agency, and the National Security Agency put together and able to tell us, end quote. So he's saying, keep this in mind, that terror is better than the intelligence gathered by the FBI, the CIA, and the NSA, all together. So why even have those organizations? Why not just have torture squads, right? I mean, honestly, right? If that's what he's saying, couldn't we save a lot of money? Disbanding these intelligence-gathering agencies, if they're not doing anything, saying that, in essence, he's saying that just a little bit of torture is the equivalent of three, count them three, U.S. intelligence agencies. So why do we need them then? This is coming from, of course, the head of the ex-director of the CIA. Keep that in mind. Story continues. The techniques of enhanced interrogation were introduced after the 9/11 attacks, at a time when Dick Cheney, the vice president, said that prosecuting the war on terror would entail moving to the, quote, dark side, end quote. No big surprise. You'd expect Dick Cheney to say that because you'd expect Dick Cheney to believe that. I feel differently, honestly, and I've said many, 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 many times that even if the United States is not as great as I always thought it was, it's still the idea of it. And I think that when we lower ourselves to play on the same level as other people, we demean the ability for us to think of ourselves as better. I like thinking that my country is the best country, and I used to actually believe that. I don't think so anymore. I'm not saying there's a better country, but I'm not. We certainly are not where I thought we were. When I thought we operated with a sense of morals and ethics, the kind of thing that, like when you hear the Westboro Baptist Church saying God is angry with us, I wouldn't be surprised if God is angry at America, but I don't think he's angry because, Will and Grace is on television. Well, there's two men kissing on TV. God said we're going to be destroyed now because of that. Wouldn't God be a little more upset about, torture? Lying, cheating, stealing, corruption, basically all the Ten Commandments and stuff. I don't know. Just my humble opinion. But, again, Dick Cheney said we're going to the dark side, and Americans said, take us with you, Dick. Story goes on. When pressed by CBS about whether interrogation techniques included waterboarding, Mr. Tenet refused to talk about techniques and insisted that what he meant by, quote, enhanced interrogation, end quote, did not amount to torture. He said, quote, we don't torture people. The context is it's post 9/11. What does that mean? He's saying that in the aftermath of September 11th, it's not considered torture. That's exactly what he just said. You understand? Again, quote, we don't torture people. The context is it's post 9/11, end quote. Very simple. It's not torture now because the stakes are higher. See, they're being deceptive in this guy's a pure politician through, but they're being deceptive about what this is. He's saying that to call something by another name changes it in the context by which it's being used. He's saying, look, we would call it torture before because it wasn't a big deal, but now we're post 9/11. It's not considered torture. Now it's just enhanced techniques. Look, this is important. This is to national security. Well, we talk about the media and things like that. How many of you have ever seen the show 24? I've never seen it. Not one episode ever. But I've heard about it. Heard it was good. Heard the first season was good, and then the second season's kind of not so good, and the third season kind of getting a little creepy, and then, so on and so forth. But it's all about this guy who's trying to stop something from happening, this imminent thing, and he's torturing people to get the information. Okay. I'm not saying that people, individuals, might not view something as important enough to do something like that, but I'm saying as policy, as a government, as a nation, we should not be doing these things. That's just my opinion. We'll say, what are you talking? What if they found out there was an imminent attack in America? You know what I would say? Prove it. Can we believe the government when they say something like that? The same government that lied about September 11th, that lied about Pearl Harbor, that lied about the Gulf of Tonkin, lied about this, lied about that. I go on and on and on. There is a history of deception. So at what point do we say, well, you've always lied to us, but maybe you're telling the truth this time? We have no way of knowing if they're telling the truth. They have effectively burned the trust bridge down. And I don't think they'll put it back up every time they say something. But nevertheless, luckily, thankfully, I don't have to make those kinds of decisions. I just get to complain about them. Stay with us. We're back in three with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic souls to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Zionist plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes George Bush as a Zionist and how Congress is controlled by the Zionists. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD titled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address. Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com. Call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health. PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm warns an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Tail end of hour number three already. Time passing quickly. We're talking about George Tenet. He is, of course, the former director of the CIA. He is a memoir that's coming out called At the Center of the Storm. He's going to be on 60 Minutes on Sunday to whine and complain about poor George got thrown under the bus. He feels he's been scapegoated and whatnot, but he's saying basically that we don't torture people. The context is it's post 9/11, basically saying that, hey, look, you know, the stakes have been upped here. True to an extent, but again, like I said, I'm glad I have these decisions because I just, given the context, I mean, we've heard how dastardly, you know, and these are great words from like 1930s cartoons that George W. Bush tosses out there. On a regular basis about how Al-Qaeda is organized and about their cells. You know, September 11th, we were infiltrated by these terror cells, these groups of people who didn't know each other and they didn't know what they were going to do. They were simply activated at the right time and then they went and performed their duties exactly as they were to do, supposedly, right? So if you take somebody who's, you know, on a battlefield, well, if they're on a battlefield, think about it. I mean, that's like saying you take so-and-so, and you stick him on the front lines in Iraq, and then he gets captured by insurgents and he gets tortured. What information is he going to know about operational planning of the highest level echelons of this sort of thing? None. The same way why we can't say, well, everybody we capture who's Al-Qaeda knows everything. Well, we've already been told that they have these isolated cells, and that's why they're so dastardly. Then why torture? See, I just don't believe it. I don't buy into it. What is the cost? America has lost its luster. It's lost its standing. It's lost its ability to point fingers at those who are causing a lot of human rights violations. Like when, you know, the U.S. goes to China and says, you guys are real violators of rights. You know, China before, they'd be like, well, you know where you can stick it, United States. Now their jaws drop and they're like, are you kidding? We're violators of human rights? Hello, Abu Ghraib. And they start just ticking off all the things. We can't do that anymore. We're not the safe haven for the world. We're not the country everybody aspires to be. We're not the country everybody wants to be a part of anymore. Because we've lost the high ground. Because we gave it up. Because we gave in to this nonsense. Ted goes on to say, quote, I've got reports of nuclear weapons in New York City, apartment buildings that are going to be blown up, planes that are going to fly into airports all over again, plot lines I don't know. I don't know what's going on inside the United States, and I'm trying to find out where the next disaster is going to occur, end quote. Okay, so torture some people because odds are they know. I just don't buy it. Now you could say, well, Frank, what if, you know, they said there's going to be this huge attack on September or whatever, huge attack somewhere on in a week, and it's going to be huge, and it's going to kill 50,000 people. I don't know that I could authorize that. I'd say, where are you getting your information from, and why are you only getting some? You know, the people who promote that American Hiroshima, there's nukes all over America, and Al-Qaeda's getting ready to use them. Those are the people who facilitate the rationale that torture's okay with that type of stuff. Where's the proof? All I have to say. Stay with us. Back in 90 seconds.
It's true. Gold and silver have been...